Amen. Thanks, guys. I want to say one of the things that I noticed the most, you know, in trying to recruit kids to come, like Nunu came, he's not here, he goes to another church. Chris, our neighbor, he goes to the Baptist, Greater Gresham Baptist Church. He came every time, including the outreach. He didn't go to camp, and his mom said he watched the videos and was like really sad. He should have went, you know. But before the internship, Sibylla and I, we just started calling teenagers like, you're going to be an intern, you're going to be an intern, you're going to be an intern, just, you know, because we know that if we can get them together, number one, summertime, unless they have a job, what else is there to do? You know, there's sit at home and be bored. And then they all came together, and then we couldn't break them apart. I mean, they were sleeping over our house. We had them all over the, all over downstairs, sleeping all over the couch. And then we had massive lunches being made in the morning, you know, before internship. And then they're all going down the Sandy River, hanging out, going swimming after internship. So it just really fostered family and friendships, and it was amazing. It was great. So, you know, God uses you in all kinds of ways. And one story I told the ladies, there was this pastor's son that was there, and he's a good-looking kid, intelligent, smart. And while we were praying the first night, it was the first night or the second night or something, I felt like I needed to say something to him. So I walked up to him, and to me, in the natural, it didn't make sense because he seems to be like a confident young man who knows God and knows what he's doing in life. And I said to him, I said, the lie that you're not good enough is a lie. So he looked at me and kind of like shocked him a little bit. So then the guest speaker, who was really good, he gave a word and said, there's somebody out there that's been contemplating suicide over and over again, and you can't get it out of your mind. And then that young man who I had just spoke to walked up front. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like, it's unbelievable that that whole scenario happened. It was like God was like breaking the ice before that word was given to speak to him, and then for him to have enough guts to go forward to admit to the whole group, you know, that he's been dealing with this. It was pretty miraculous the whole week, you know, to see God move and heal and set free and bring life and revelation. And I want to share a little bit about the revelation this morning before we give them their certificates, and then we're going to have them pray for you because they're all filled with the Holy Ghost and ready to go. So so if you get in your Bibles, I'm going to share a lot of scriptures this morning, and we may even just read this as a church, but the guest speaker's name was Chad Gonzalez, and he wrote a book called Aliens. It's a small book, about 90-something, 103 pages, about 100 pages. And he taught on the same subject all three nights. And the first night, you were like, okay, yeah, I kind of heard a little bit of that before. And I think so many times we focus on practical, everyday, how to get through life teachings in church, which is good. You know, we want to be relevant. We want to be practical. We forget that we are not of this world, and that we will fly away someday. I'll fly away. Old glory, I'll fly away. So there needs to be a balance in our teaching. It's not just, you know, can't wait to get out of here, so we don't do anything with our lives on the earth. We don't save money. We don't plan for the future. That was what the church did years ago, and they didn't plan for anything, especially pastors and people in ministry. You know, they didn't plan for retirement, or they didn't plan for their future, and they end up retiring with nothing and living in poverty. We don't want to do that. But on the opposite end, we don't want to forget who we are and where we came from. There's got to be a balance. So John chapter 8, 23, I'm going to go through some scriptures really quick. If you can turn to them or write them down, or you can buy the book. We'll find out where to get it. But Chad started off by saying, John 8, 23, but he continued, Jesus said, as he's talking to the Pharisees and the religious leaders, He said, you are from below. I am from above. Said, you are of this world. I am not of this world. If Jesus was alive today, he would offend a whole bunch of people. Because we're so PC, it's, and even in the church, it's ridiculous. Are you guys out there? Jesus just said it like it is. Basically, you are from below. He basically said, you are from the devil, and I'm from God. You're from hell, and I'm from heaven. Imagine that. And then John 8:14, Jesus answered, he said, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I came from or where I'm going. Jesus knew where he came from. Where did he come from? Where did he come from? Heaven. He came from heaven, and he knew that he was going to go back to heaven. He came from heaven, he's going back to heaven. He's from planet heaven. Then Chad would read 2 Corinthians 5:17, which we all know that, very familiar scripture. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, or you are a new creation, the old is gone, the new is here. We were all born on this earth, and all of us are from below. All those who haven't become new creations, their father is the devil, and they're from hell. We, by our own free will, received Christ as our Savior, and we changed families, and we changed our origin of where we're from. We're no longer from this world, we're from another world. We come from heaven as well. In John 17:16, he spoke this about his disciples. He said, they are not of this world, even as I am not of it. As he was talking about his disciples. I'm going to read the whole passage there, verse 11 through 18. Jesus said, I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. So he will remain in the world no longer. Where's he going to go back to? Where's he going to go back to? Come on, everybody say, where's he going to go back to? Where was he from? He knew where he was from. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I am coming to you. Holy Father, as he's praying, Jesus says, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be as one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world. Because he's not of the world, he's in the world. He came from where? Heaven. So that they may have the full measure of joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. Why do they hate them? Because they're not of this world. When you're not of this world, when you're born of heaven, the world will hate you. The world will persecute you. The world will behead your children and cause 40,000 people to be on a mountainside to die without food or water, as what's happening in Iraq right now. I have given you a word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. So when you become born again, You are no longer of this world. You are no longer born of this world. You switch families and you switch the origin from where you come from. You are now a citizen of heaven. My citizenship is of heaven. That is where I'm going back to. Hallelujah. My prayer is that you take them out of the world. No, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. Hallelujah. The world is this place that we temporarily exist on to do a job. We were sent here by Jesus to do a significant work. Basically, we are aliens that live on this planet with a work visa. We've been sent here to do a specific job. And Philippians 3:20, look what it says in Philippians 3:20. Paul said this to the Philippians, but our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are citizens of where? Citizens of heaven. Chad was talking about a lot of us, we love to talk about where we're from. I'm Bob Chomby from Worcester, Massachusetts. Sibylle Habermann, now Chomby, she's from Schweinfurt, Germany. Everybody always ask her, you know, oh, I love your accent. Where are you from? Well, she'll say, I'm from Schweinfurt near Würzburg in Bavaria and near Unterfranken. And she says all these words and she says them really fast. And people look at her like, huh. Because most people only know Munich and some Frankfurt because that's where you fly into. You know? And so she talks about where she's from, but guess what? She's really not from there anymore. She was physically born there, but now she has been spiritually reborn and she is a citizen of heaven. Hallelujah. And so, sure, we love to talk about where we're from. Chad, he's a pastor in Arkansas, but he's from Texas. And he'll tell you right straight out. He goes, I'm from Texas. I'm a born and bred in Texas. I'm from the country of Texas. And that's where I'm from. I'm just temporarily serving God in Arkansas, but I'm a Texan. In the natural, but in the spiritual, his citizenship is in heaven. He's been sent to earth to do a specific job. And someday, we will leave this world because we are not of this world, and we will go back to the world where we're from because we're citizens there. Hallelujah. Are you guys out there? So Chad, during the three nights of camp, hammered this repetitively over and over again, and we were inundated. We were soaking this message up, and it's like life changing. I can't even explain to you, as our minds were being renewed to this fact. He would talk about, well, if you're from heaven, and that's where you're from, and that's where you're going back to. And it's our job as people here on this earth, as ambassadors from another country, from the country of heaven, we're here to do a good work. We're here to perform the works that he has prepared for us to do ahead of time. Amen? And that's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus did the works that his Father told him to do, that he prepared for him to do ahead of time. Through prayer and through worship and through communion with God, he heard the Father's voice and he followed through with the instructions that were given from heaven. What this does is it completely puts into perspective why we exist. And the other question is, why do we worry about this world so much? Why are we so anxious about this world so much when we're from heaven and God has given us everything that we will ever need to live a life of freedom and health and prosperity? Why are we worried so much about this world and what's going on in this world when we're not from this world? We're from heaven. Is there sickness in heaven? Is there mental illness in heaven? No. Is there anxiety in heaven? Is there stress in heaven? No. This is where we're from. I gotta read this. Sibylla and I have been reading the book together. And what did he say yesterday, honey? He said, we don't have a power problem. We have an awareness problem. We don't have a supply problem. We have an awareness problem. Because God, if we're from heaven, we've been sent here to do a specific work, and he's given us everything we will ever need to accomplish that work. As a matter of fact, he's given us, Jesus said, you will do greater things than I've done because I'm going to be with the Father. How can we do greater things than Jesus did if we don't have everything that Jesus had? You can't. But the fact is, we have everything that Jesus had. Amen? We have all the power. The same Spirit that dwelled in Christ dwells in us. The same healing power, the same praying power, the same casting devil out power, the same wisdom, everything has been given to us to live a supernatural life as the representatives of heaven, as ambassadors of heaven on this earth. And we've been sent to do a job. Our job is to represent him and to see people come to the Lord. This is the reason why we exist, but we get distracted. The devil will distract us. And he'll distract us in many different ways. If it's not through sickness and disease or lack and poverty, he'll distract us through the philosophies and the idealisms of this world. He'll distract us through other things that seem to be good that we get involved in. But really, the main reason that we came here is to see people delivered from this world and become citizens of heaven. I mean, that's why we came. So I want to re-energize you today, because we don't have a power problem, we have an awareness problem. It's my job to continually help you to renew your minds to who you are and what you have in Christ. The same power that flowed through Christ to heal flows through you. The same power to witness flows through you. When is the last time we shared Christ with someone instead of gotten in a political discussion? Or when's the last time we shared salvation with someone? When's the last time we prayed with someone to be saved or born again or filled with the Spirit? This is why we're here. This is the main reason why we exist. And we have to ask our question, God, use me for the purpose of why I exist. Use me with the power of the world that I've come from, because I am not of this world. I am from heaven. I come from heaven. I am a citizen of heaven. I was born of heaven. And I was sent to this earth. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. I was sent on this planet to do a job. And someday, I will fly away. Hallelujah. Someday, I'll go back to where I'm from. Because when I was born again, I am no longer a citizen of this world. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Even the people of the Old Testament, they weren't born again. Even the people of the Old Testament, some of them had this revelation. 1 Chronicles 29 says this, "We are foreigners and strangers in your sight, as were all our ancestors. Our days on earth are like a shadow without hope." The New King James Version says, "We are aliens and strangers in your sight." Even the Israelites knew that they were not of this world, that they were from a different planet, from a different world. Hebrews chapter 11 in verse 13, we call that the chapter of faith, and it lists all those patriarchs in the Old Testament that lived by faith and walked by faith and not by sight. And Hebrews 11:13 says this, "All these people were still living by faith when they died. And many of them, like Abraham, didn't see the promise come to pass, but he died in faith knowing that God's promises are true, that his descendants would be greater than the stars in the sky and greater than the sand on the shore." He knew that. It says, "They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on the earth." We are foreigners and we are strangers on this earth. The Amplified Version says it this way, "These people all died controlled and sustained by their faith, but not having received the tangible fulfillment of God's promises, only seeing it and greeted it from a great distance by faith, and all the while acknowledging and confessing that they were strangers and temporary residents and exiles upon the earth." Say after me, "I am a temporary resident. I am from heaven. I'm a citizen of heaven. I was sent here by God to do a specific job with a work visa. It's temporary. My existence here is temporary because someday I will go back home to my country called heaven. And that's where I will be." Amen? That's where I will be. That awareness puts into perspective all the trials and all the challenges on this earth. A lot of them don't mean anything because we were here for a greater reason. We're here for a greater purpose. The anxieties and the worries of this world will take your mind off of the goal and the reason why God created us. He created us to represent Him. He created us to represent heaven. And as we pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Our job is to bring heaven to earth. That's what our job is. And all of heaven has been born in you. Everything you will ever need for life and godliness lives in us. You can't ask for more peace. You have peace. You have God's peace. You have it all. You can't ask for more power. He's already given you all of his power living in you. The same spirit that Christ did what he did lives in you. The same spirit that anointed Christ as a man, anointed by the Spirit, the same spirit is upon us. Amen? Even Jesus, it said Jesus had to grow in his knowledge. His mind had to be renewed to who he was. He gave up his power and he left heaven to come to this earth. He had to grow in the awareness of who he was. How did he do that? Through reading and studying the scriptures, through his parents teaching him about the fulfillment of prophecy and him being the Messiah and what happened through his birth, through prayer and his own relationship with God, he grew in wisdom and stature to the point where he got in his life at 30 years old to launch out into ministry. And when the Holy Spirit came upon him to anoint him, that's when it blew up. Hallelujah. It was an awareness problem. Jesus had an awareness problem. We don't have a power problem. Like Jesus, we have an awareness problem. And we've got to continually stay in the scriptures and continue in our relationship with God so that every day we are aware of what he has given us and why we exist. We are citizens of heaven. It'll solve, that perspective, guys, will solve everything. You think to sell, you get sick and you think, huh, I'm a citizen of heaven. That doesn't belong to me. You get attacked, you're like, devil, I'm a citizen of heaven. All authority has been given unto me. I resist you, I command you to go. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no demons in heaven. There's no anxiety in heaven. There's no stress in heaven. That's where I'm from. I'm not from this world. Yeah, sure, I was born in Worcester, Massachusetts, but that was where my natural birth took place. Man, my spiritual birth was from God, our Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ from heaven. Come on, say, I'm a citizen of heaven. This will change your whole thinking. It'll change your whole perspective. Of when you wake up in the morning and you start thinking and meditating on, thank you, Lord, I'm a citizen of heaven today and I'm here to do a job. I'm an ambassador for Christ. I'm going to go to work and I'm going to fix the car. I'm going to fix the computer. But Lord, I'm here to represent you. Use me, God, to help, to encourage, to heal, and to lead people to Christ. Use me, God. Hallelujah. Use me. I don't know about you, but that after 3 days, that's just a little bit. After 3 days of that, there's one chapter in here. He was talking about that if you're a citizen of heaven, then you need to stop talking like citizens of earth and start talking like citizens of heaven. Citizens of the earth complain about everything. Citizens of earth complain about their pain and their anxiety and this. Citizens of heaven talk faith. Amen? We speak the word. We speak positive. We speak faith. Why? Because we know that God's word works. And God's word is our instruction manual. And God's word is the place we go to gain awareness of who we are and what he's done for us, past tense. Because he's done everything, past tense, he's ever going to do for us, ever, because he's given us everything. You can't ask for more love. He's already given it to you. You can't ask for more peace. He won't give it to you because he's already given you all of his peace. You can't ask for more power to heal. The power lives in you. The more we're aware of it, the more he'll use us. You can't ask for it. God's going to be like, I gave you my whole son and I gave you all the power. Be aware. Use it. Grow in it. Hallelujah. We're going to watch a video and we'll turn the lights out. Let's watch this this video of camp. And then we're going to have the interns come forward. Can we turn those lights off?